Marijuana has long been defined as a banned substance for athletes in almost every field of competition. But as emerging research continues to show the health benefits of cannabis over traditional sports medicine, more athletes are calling for cannabis tolerance in this edition of High on Sports. Today in the High on Sports segment, I want to take just a moment to pause and reflect on the latest police shooting that we've had to endure in this country, the shooting of Terrence Crutcher in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I bring this up partially because I'll be ranting about it in the next hour more fully, but partially to discuss the protests that's been going on in the NFL by Colin Kaepernick and others who are taking a knee during the national anthem. This has spread to some colleges and high schools as well, and even some coaches in those venues are getting involved. And it's a controversial stance. Kaepernick says he can't salute the anthem of a country that allows black people to continue, unarmed black people to continue to be killed by police with impunity. And it's a tough issue. We'll talk more about it in hour two, but just to go off into this interview with Boo Williams, a former tight end for the New Orleans Saints, I wanted to play for you the Star Spangled Banner as performed by an electric guitarist at Boston Freedom Rally. Tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty, Radical Russ here, day two of the 27th annual Boston Freedom Rally. We're here backstage at the main stage with Boo Williams. Played, what was it, five, six seasons in the NFL?
I played six, man. I played six with the New Orleans Saints.
Right on, New Orleans Saints. And you were up on stage emceeing, made a couple references to your NFL career and how the players now are recognizing cannabis as something that could be very beneficial for the head trauma. Give folks a little taste of what you're telling the folks.
Man, the thing is, with us athletes, we go through things that most people really don't understand what we go through. You know, we're all beat up and battered, and we just need a little bit of relief. We really don't want to take the pharmaceutical way, but the only way, you know, they force us to do is the pharmaceutical way. So we're looking for more holistic, you know, treatment, and cannabis is really the only way to go. Because if you look at it, you know, athletes are coming up every other day with being tested for marijuana. But what people really didn't know was only two sports that test for marijuana and publicly release your name is basketball and football.
Yeah.
But Major League Baseball and hockey and soccer, they don't expose your name or don't test for marijuana.
Wow, that's fantastic news that we get to get these other sports leagues example followed to the NFL and the NBA, which is a good idea here. You know, it's always strikes me as funny, you know, we see these headlines of guys like Josh Gordon, you know, being sat out a season, gets reduced to 10 games. Von Miller, Super Bowl 50 MVP, had to sit out 4 or 6 games.
What do you think of the NFL's attitude toward this, and when are they going to change?
Man, I think the NFL attitude towards athletes using cannabis is really in a negative way, because if they really look at it, we really use it to medicate. You know, we go home, we need it to stop all the fast thinking that's going on throughout our day. We want to be able to stop, slow down, and be able to process what's going on. And cannabis really helps us in that way, because we're usually going 100 miles per hour every day, and you're being taught to not think, only just react. So sometimes you need that little cannabis to help you sit back, think, analyze things, so you can be able to have a nice life.
So not just a painkiller or against concussions, but also the mental aspect
the
of
mental,
it. Being able
the
to
mental.
Slow things down.
Yes, the mental aspect. And that's the thing that we want to do the most, is slow down so we can be able to soak things in, like this great cannabis freedom rally that we're
Hell
at.
Yeah.
You know, this is things that you soak up. And you go places like this, and you really you look at things like this, and you say, man, wow, this is something that's special. But when you're playing professional sports, you're going so fast, you don't even get a chance to even enjoy things like this.
You know, people are getting more and more aware of the concussion issue and the CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Eugene Monroe from the Ravens just retired after 7 years and asked if he'd let his son play football. He's like, I don't know anymore. Do you worry about the future of football as people get more aware of this? And do you think cannabis could save football?
Man, you know what? I say the same thing. You know, I talk to Eugene on a daily basis. Me and him are great friends. And I say the same thing. I don't know if I'm going to let my son play. Because, you know, the game is way much different than when we played it. It's a lot much safer. But at the same time, you have kids that are bigger than me crashing into each other like cars.
Yeah.
So there's really no, in you know, really way to end all the injuries that go on. But the thing is, if we put our kids in some different sports like basketball, like golf, like baseball, some of these sports that are not contact sports, you know, we might be able to save some lives. And then just like my slogan says on my shirt, saving lives and changing minds.
Yeah, people got to realize that a Cam Newton or a Ben Roethlisberger quarterback size now is what offensive linemen used to be back in the day. So
yeah.
it's increased the speed and the size, the mass, the collisions. It's just a whole different sport. Do you think there's things the NFL can do? I mean, I hear some old school guys say go back to the leather helmets. What do you think of that?
Man, you know what? You cannot go back to the leather helmets. But you know what? I know some teams that are really taking this tactic, and they're running off with it. They're really bringing in rugby players to come and teach NFL guys how to tackle.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, rugby guys don't tackle with their head.
Hell no.
They tackle with their shoulders, and they're very good at it. So they're bringing in a lot of guys to show these guys a different way of tackling. But at the same time, when we're going at 100 miles per hour at opposite directions, you know, when we crash into each other, that's just something that just happens.
Boo Williams, you got Booberry Cares on your shirt here. Tell folks about Booberry.
Man, Booberry Cares is my new athletic CBD line. I'm coming out with the rub, I'm coming out with the vape pen and the oil, and I'm coming out with CBD water, flavored water. So this is, and it's also a brand that's heavily committed in the community. We're also on a tour right now. We're stopping in at the Freedom Rally, and I'm hosting, and this is kicking off the Booberry Cares tour. So
Excellent.
From here, we're leaving to go into New York, and we're doing a lot of community service along the way. Children's hospitals, homeless shelters, and things of that nature.
It's Booberry, but bear spelled like a teddy bear, right? Boo, B-E-A-R-Y, and Booberry Cares. Is there a website, Facebook, that kind of stuff?
Yes, you can go to our Facebook page, or you can just type in on Google, you can type in Booberry Cares, and everything will come up right under that. I'm just really blessed to be in a position where I can be manufacturing my own products and having the first athletic line that's out. And I'm hoping that, you know, the things, you know, that we're doing rubs off on America and other people to where they can get out in the community, use that stage that you have, and change others' lives.
Boo Williams, thanks for speaking out and you know, trying to get some care to the players. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, oh man, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. I'm just having a great time at the rally, and like I said.
Well, there's Boo Williams, former New Orleans Saints, with his new sports cannabis line. And got to be at least the fourth athlete I've talked to now. Marvin Washington and Leslie Robinson and, of course, Cliff Robinson, all coming out with these different athletic cannabis lines. And couldn't be more excited about that. People are paying attention to all the celebrities jumping into this. And maybe they're missing all these sports heroes that are jumping into this. Could change people's minds a lot quicker. Well, folks, that's all the time we got for Hour 1, but stay tuned. Hour 2 is next. Toker Talk Radio. Phone lines are open at 650-LEGAL-MJ. That's 534-2565. For everyone here at CannabisRadio.com, I'm Radical Russ, live in Portland. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.